line to live righteously.
On the phone with me right now, it's Henry Ian Cusick, and he prefers to be called Ian, so I'm just going to go with that. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Excited to talk to you about a couple of films, as a matter of fact. We'll talk about Frank versus God, but we here in the Cultural Hall have talked kind of around you about the film Just Let Go that you did a couple years ago that was filmed here in Utah.
That's correct. Yes, that was that was filmed in Utah. I didn't know I was going to be talking about this, but fine, let's go. I'm very proud of that little film. It was Chris Clark directed it, and Patrick, and it was a really, again, it was one of these low budget, no budget films, and you know those two guys, they just did a fantastic job with it. It's a very, again, it's I wouldn't say it's a religious film, but it's, again, like Frank versus God. It has a good message about forgiveness, and it's a really beautiful little film. It's, unfortunately, it hasn't had much airplay, you know. But you can catch it. I think it's on Amazon, so you can see it on Amazon.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to throw you that sort of curveball, but I know...
No. I love talking about that film.
Yeah, we certainly enjoyed it, and just for people who haven't seen that, it's the story of a guy whose family gets killed kind of in a drunk driving incident, and he has to sort of forgive it and come to that.
Frank versus, I'll Just Let Go is a true story. And it was, I'm blanking on the name. It was Chris Williams, who is a Mormon bishop out of Utah, who lost his wife, his pregnant wife, and two of his children in a drunk driving incident, and ended up forgiving the young man who caused the accident and how he came to terms with that.
Yeah.
But it's a really beautiful, powerful story about forgiveness, how we have all it. It's a choice. We can choose to forgive and move on. Or not. And I think the stronger thing and the braver and the more powerful and more courageous thing to do is to forgive and move on.
And now something that you knew we were going to talk about, this Frank versus God. I have to tell you, you know, coming from the Utah perspective, and I myself actually am Mormon, I absolutely love the opening scene to this movie.
yes, of course.
I don't know that I want to spoil it to people, but there is it. It's such.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I agree from that perspective, and we don't really say who or what they are, but I guess people in the Mormon community will kind of relate to that. And I don't know, they probably have had experiences where, if they've done service, you know, they will go, oh, okay, well, we've experienced something like that. It's kind of funny. The difference between, you know, it's kind of interesting to compare the two films. Frank versus God is a very lighthearted, but serious look at religion and faith and love and compassion and again, forgiveness and let it go. Whereas Just Let Go was, you know, a lot more serious and a lot more painful and tear-jerky. Whereas Frank versus God asks some really beautiful and valid questions, and I don't know if you've obviously seen the film, but the whole courtroom segment is really, the arguments there are really well written, and yet it still manages to make everything light, and you know, you walk out of it and you kind of just question. It's really, you know, food for thought rather than you know, thumping any message across.
And that's the thing that I sort of enjoyed about it, right? There were some things that I'm like, oh, that's sort of ridiculous, or, you know, is that really a thing that people believe or that people question? But then there are other things that I, you know, I got done watching and I go, well, yeah, how about that? What about that? You know, does that resonate with me? Do I dismiss that? Or, you know, where do I come with that? And we're sort of speaking vague, but I think, you know, it can definitely be defined as talking about God and a belief in God and whether or not God is there and exists for us.
Yeah, you know, and we're all coming, that again, we're all coming to Frank versus God with our different beliefs and different religious backgrounds. So for what some might consider just obvious and you know, others might question. So I think without being specific, you know, it encapsulates, you know, a lot of sort of questions about religion, about faith. But ultimately, you know, it comes to a really good place that, you know, it's about loving one another, you know, and I think that's at the root of all religions. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. So, which is, you know, the most powerful and most beautiful message you can put across.
Is there something with you either that's recently been going on, or do I notice that as far as, like, Just Let Go and Frank versus God, is it, do you do these things because you really Well, let me ask this question. Why do you do these kind of things, these films?
It's a good question, and I don't know why. I've asked it myself. These things seem to come to me, and, you know, I'm very happy to do them. I'm very proud to do them. I think putting out a message like that in the world, especially now, is a really good and beautiful thing to do. They don't pay anything, but you know, I'm very proud of these films. And I do ask myself, why do I do them? But they do come to me, so I guess I must be channeling something, or somebody's channeling something in it, in me or something. I don't know if it's just in the ether that I don't know. But I go with it. You know, I go with them, and I my wife and I, we read them, and we go, this is a good one. Let's do this. So, it's a good question, and I don't really have a good answer. I guess I am attracted to them, and whatever you're attracted to comes to you. So. Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a religious person?
I was raised Catholic, and I'm very respectful of all religions.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue against all, and you can, you know, see the benefit of religion.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the damage that has been done in the name of religion. I like to keep an open mind. Am I a religious person? I'm someone who respects all religions, and, you know, I see the good that they can do, and you know, and what people get out of them. I don't know if that's enough.
That's fine. Let's take it a little bit more casual. You live in Hawaii. That, to me, is like, that's God's paradise. I'm headed in a couple of weeks. Talk to me. Did you live there before you filmed Lost?
It's a beautiful day. So, yes, I filmed Lost there, and sort of fell in love with it. You know, I grew up in an island. I grew up in the West Indies. In Trinidad, and when I first arrived in Hawaii to shoot Lost, I immediately recognized it, the small island, the sort of island community, this mentality of, you know, you, we're living in a bubble, but I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I really, you know, I knew this life, and I was very happy that I could give what I had growing up to my children. So they are now, they grew up on Hawaii, and so they know that life as well. And it's very different from growing up in a city, and it's very simple, but it's a lovely lifestyle. We're still here. We're trying to stay as long as we can.
Well, and
it's difficult. There's not much, you know. Sorry, carry on.
Oh no, I was just going to say, and each of the islands, I've had a chance to travel at least a little bit, and I noticed that each of the islands within themselves have such a different personality.
You know, I don't. I only know Oahu, and even Oahu. You know, when I come back home to Oahu, I hardly ever leave my little town because I work in the mainland. I work in Vancouver, mainly doing a TV show called The 100. So when I come back to Kailua, I really just stay in Kailua. I just love it here so much. So, I told you where I live now.
Yeah, I won't tell.
Anyway,
it
doesn't matter. That's okay. No one knows. But I've heard that all the islands have a very, very different feel to them, yeah. But, you know, you can't go wrong with any of them. They're all beautiful.
So, yeah.
I'm sure you'll have a lovely time.
Well, and hearing it, you know, where you're talking about being in Trinidad, it's like, what kind of life did your parents then provide for you guys? Because it seems like raised in Peru and Spain and Trinidad and Tobago and Scotland and all over the place. What did mom and dad do?
So my dad worked, he worked as an engineer, and he traveled a lot. My father's Scottish, my mother's Peruvian. He traveled a lot. And you know, we lived in Trinidad from the age of 4 to 15. I was 4 until the age of 15, which is, you know, really formative years for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that left a big imprint on my life, and it was probably, I had a really happy childhood, you know, and I think it's a lot to do with Trinidad, the weather. Just, you know, after Trinidad, we moved to Scotland,
yeah.
You know, which was...
different?
Very different. Very different, you know. I mean, I love Scotland, but it was just like, what is this place, you know?
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for as low as $799, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
Imagine running a small business today. It's challenging. Imaging and internet presence is an absolute must. Even with that, you're still a small star in a bright cyber universe. Now, imagine you have someone who understands how to get your site designed for your talents and then easily searched by potential clients. Imagine Lennon Design. Whether it's strictly a website or a whole package of logo creation, advertising media, and promotional materials, Lennon Design is your partner in business. They'll test the boundaries of their imagination to create something unique for you. When you need creative, affordable design, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
The Cultural Hall wants you to help Utah Food Bank fight hunger statewide. Through your donations of food, time, or money, Utah Food Bank is able to distribute over 31 million meals annually to Utahns facing hunger. Even a $1 donation can be turned into $7.35 of goods and services. One in five children in Utah could go to bed hungry tonight, and 423,000 Utahns are unsure where their next meal will come from. By donating food at your local pantry or by visiting utahfoodbank.org, you can make a difference.
I'm sort of bouncing all over the place because I want to go back to Lost for a minute. I have to gush a little bit. The episode where we're first introduced, and if people haven't caught on, this is Desmond from Lost. Where you are first introduced was probably my favorite episode of Lost of all of the seasons. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is, but for whatever reason, as I look back at the TV show, as it was one of my favorite TV shows, that episode in particular is my favorite for some reason.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, I didn't write it, but I think I'll take the credit. I didn't know much about it. You know, I didn't know anything about it. They said to me when I turned up and I got the gig, they said, and it was only meant to be three episodes. They said, so you're the guy down the hatch. And they were like, that's a big thing. And I was like, okay. I hadn't seen the end of season one. But then I caught up and I was like, oh, I see. So just the idea of a man living down a hatch for all those years. Should I have said spoiler alert? Anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
it's a pretty cool concept, you know, and, you know, that. Yeah, that show was great. And I know the scene, the opening scene when you see this character, Desmond, until you'll find out later, and he's, you know, making his smoothie and doing a workout and putting some music on, and then you hear a boom when you see the, you know, and you hear the music, you know. And, you know, that scene, what's really interesting about that scene, there's no dialogue. It's just music and camera.
Yeah.
Tells the story beautifully, you know. Yeah, it's just Michael Giacchino and Jack Dender, and it's just, we get the story and not a word is spoken.
Thank you for allowing me to gush just a little bit, because it really was. Because then you also have your romance, which everybody falls in love with, and it's just like, oh, come on, end up together, figure this out, and it heartbreaking, and oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm done gushing about that. So Frank versus God is going to be available. Let me make sure I get the date right, because it did change. It's going to be available for people to purchase and get on download, video on demand, and all that. June the 6th. And
I believe that's the right day. It just changed today. It was going to have a release, I think, this week, and now they changed it because they're going to get a larger release
right
in June the 6th. But, you know, I have to say, it really is a film I'm very proud of. It's a very charming, light take on the questions a lot, you know, and I think, I hope that your community will embrace it. You know, it really is a charming, lovely little film. So, I hope it does well, you know. And I hope Just Let Go does well as well. You know, that's a beautiful little film. I hope it gets more airtime. So.
Well, it's like I said, you know, to begin with, anything that can kind of make us think or, say, evaluate, okay, well, where am I? What do I think about this? What about that? Oh, well, that didn't resonate. But this whole concept, man, did that strike home to me. I'm reading over your bio, and I want to ask you about this. It has nothing to do with Just Let Go, nothing to do with Lost, nothing to do with Frank versus God, but it tells me, you were kicked out of the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama. Why did you get kicked out? Why did you get kicked out?
Well, I like to say I was asked to resign, which I guess is the same thing. I guess because I was very, I went to the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama, which is now called the Conservatoire, I believe. And I was doing a BA in dramatic studies when I really should have been doing the DDA and diploma in dramatic art. I knew I wanted to be an actor, but I was sort of hedging my bets and went into the course that's not specifically acting related. So we had to do a lot of other sort of university-based courses, which I wasn't really interested in and couldn't really turn up very much for.
Were you hedging bets because parents were like, well, this acting thing, I'm not really sure, or was it a self-confidence thing?
No, you know, I never actually told my parents. I never told my parents I applied. When I got in, I told them. They said, what is that? I said, it's a drama school. It's to be an actor, you know. And they went, acting? No, you're going to be an engineer. But I guess it turned out all right in the end. Yeah,
it absolutely did. It take them a while to... What was the tipping point for them to kind of believe in
and I get it. You know, I have kids of my own who one of them has gone into acting, and I try and support, but I know it's a long, hard, and precarious, and you just never know. I mean, I didn't get lost until I was in my 30s. Prior to that, you know, I'd been scrambling around and had three children and no money. And so it is a precarious and difficult road, but it's fun. And so I understand why they were worried about me, but what was the tipping point? I think when they saw me playing Dorian Gray in the picture of Dorian Gray opposite Rupert Everett.
Oh, wow.
That was the hurt. Oh, Rupert Everett's an established actor. Maybe he's okay.
Yeah, he's doing all right. Maybe our son will be okay.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
You bring up the issue of kids. Have things, and I know the answer to this, at least on a minor level, how have things changed for you since you've had kids?
Oh, wow. Well, I had kids fairly young. Depending. So my first Eli was, I was 25, 26 when I had him. So, again, I always feel they had three different fathers in a sense. They had the dad that was chasing all the work. You know, Eli, you know, had that father, and then Lucas had a father that was a bit more calm. You know, and Esau, my youngest, that's when I had lost, and, you know, I was a lot calmer about work and financially, because, you know, as a young man, you're always trying to, you know, make ends meet and stuff. So Esau, you know, saw me just, like, surfing and hanging around the house a lot. So I don't know. For me, how did it change? Well, you know, you focus everything on your family. Well, I not everyone, but I focus everything on raising my family, and that was all.
I'll ask you just a couple more questions, then I'll get rid of you, because I know you got other things you got to do. And for crying out loud, you're in Hawaii, so there are way better things to do than be talking to me. But what do you have coming up that people can look forward to?
So, I've got the Frank versus God release coming up. I'm very excited about that. The 100 TV show is still on. I think we're on episode 6 coming out soon. I directed an episode.
What was that experience like?
I've directed a short film before. This is my first time directing television. It was great. I really enjoyed it, and I hope to do a lot more of it. You know, it's a really different sense. Very rewarding when it all comes together. When you're happy with the performance, when you're happy with the shot, when you're happy with the scene. It's a very exciting feeling, and I hope to repeat it.
That's awesome.
So, fingers crossed. Yeah.
The last question we ask everyone, Steps here in the Cultural Hall, is a little bit faith-based, I guess, but I think that everyone's been able to kind of arrive at an answer for them. What is the favorite part of your faith, or what is it that continues to give you drive?
To give me drive in everyday life.
Yeah,
me is that we can all. I know that I've changed, I've developed, evolved, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to turn 50 soon, next month, actually. I sometimes look back at myself when I was a young man and what I thought and how I felt, and look at myself now. And I think, you know, and even now, between now and when I die, I'm sure things are going to change. And so I think we can all better ourselves, you know. And, I'm always very hopeful, not for myself, not only for myself, but for the world, for everyone, that we can all move in a good direction. We can all better ourselves.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know I'm looking forward to it. That, again, I don't want to spoil it, but I just, if for no other reason, that opening scene and that sort of banter and dialogue. I mean, the whole film is great, Frank versus God. But that opening scene, for whatever reason, having had the opportunity to do mission service and to have encountered all types of people, it just it rang so true to me of the whole experience.
But I'm guessing that never happened to you.
No, it happened absolutely. It
did? Wow. Okay. You really enjoyed that. That's funny. I couldn't. Right.
I served in Cleveland, and my experience like that happened in Toledo, Ohio, was where I had a similar experience to what you see in the film.
Wow.
People can check it out. It'll be, again, available video on demand. It'll be all sorts of digitally available after June the 6th. So check that out, and best of luck to you and all the project that you've got going on and to your family and them sparing some time for you to talk with us. The film is called Frank versus God. It's Henry and Cusick, and
thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you too, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
You
Thanks
too.
Very much now.
Bye-bye.
Save me a seat. It's sure to be neat. On the back row, we really gotta go on the Culture Hall show.